next one. My friend's dad recently passed away. Wait, it gets funnier. So I called him up and I was like, hey man, do you have any advice for a guy whose dad is still living? I know it sounds mean, but you're never thinking when you're consoling somebody. I'm like, I didn't mean that. He's like, it's cool, man. But he's like, if I could give you any advice, I would tell you to make sure you tell your dad you love him before he dies. He's like, I never did that. I was like, whoa, holy shit, I've never done that. I've never told my dad that I love him. I mean, Josh. But give it up for Josh Park, by the way. Josh, do you tell your dad you love him? Every fucking day. But then it kind of loses meaning after a while. Because you're like, I love you, Dad. He's like, no, I love you, son. No, I love you more. No, you hang up the phone first. What are you wearing? Gets a little weird. A little incestual. But like, I also come from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Right? Yeah. And I can't be going around Winnipeg being like, I love you, Dad. I love you, man. I love you. Because the people of Winnipeg would be going, lame, that guy is so lame. But they usually don't say lame, they say some homophobic slur. But that's Winnipeg. Now, get this. Oh yeah, I like that, that was good. So get this. I'm like, man, I've never done this before. You know what? I'm gonna go back home and tell my dad that I love him.
I'm gonna go back home and tell my dad that I love him quite.
That's right, I'm not good with my emotion. That's why I went into comedy. Deal it all with a little bit of humor and everything's fine. I basically push all my emotion deep down inside. So far down that my emotion is so in my shoe. You can say that I'm emotional. A little dad joke right there within a dad song. This joke has levels. This is the multiverse of songs. Now, ladies and gentlemen, come home, and my dad's working on the computer in the computer room. That's right, we still have a computer room, no big deal, whatever. Which is weird because it's a laptop, he can go anywhere else, it doesn't have to be in the computer room, but we're from Winnipeg. Anyway, I come into the computer room and I'm like, this is the moment. My dad, by the way, is a giant alpha male, bald-headed, like, ape-looking guy, long arms, underbite, he's like, argh! Like, when he's trying to make the computer work, he's hitting it to try to make it work. So anyway, I come in, and I'm like, Dad? He's like, what? I'm like, ah! Why is this so scary right now? He's like, well, what do you want? I'm like, ah. And I walked up to him, and I tried to say I love you, but all my emotions started bubbling back up and closing off my throat. My eyes start tearing up. So I couldn't say anything. I was just, I. So I just decided to turn it into a sneeze. I was like, I
chew is what I did. I'm saying instead of sneezing, I love you. I bottle up my emotions, my friend, like a genie in Mountain Dew. But it's hard to be emotionally free if you're masculinity in society. You'll be called real weak by a bully named Jeeves
or Greg or Jack or Diane, Jack and Diane even. That's right, Diane. Sometimes women fall into this whole toxic masculinity thing. But we need to get together as a society and realize, what does it mean to be a man? Is it the testosterone? Is it the balls? The point is, it doesn't matter. Hey, now, I'm trying to tell you a story about me trying to tell I love you to my dad. So anyway, my dad ended up getting this motorcycle, not a real motorcycle, a Suzuki Boulevard. I shouldn't have made that joke. That's falling into the trap right there. That's falling into the trap. Anyway, I was like, my dad comes up to me and he's like, hey, son, do you want to go for a ride with me on my motorcycle? I'm like, just the two of us, Dad? He's like, yeah, of course, just the two of us. It'd be weird if there's three or more. Like, we're not the Ringling Brothers here, son. I'm like, yeah, we're not. like, do you want to go for a ride with me or not? I'm like, I'd love you too, Dad. Kind of threw it in there. He didn't hear me. So I get on the back of the motorcycle. I've never been on the back of a motorcycle. It's terrifying. The road is whipping by at like 500 million zillion miles an hour. I'm just gonna fly off, I figure, and land in the ditch or get run over by a semi. Not a boner, but a semi truck. So anyway, I'm like, what am I gonna hang on to? I know, I'm just gonna hug my dad. So I just start hugging him as we're cruising down the highway. I'm like, man, this feels so right. I love you, man! My dad says, what? I'm like, ah, nothing, nothing. Those tears are from the wind. I said nothing, that was the wind, man. These tears, they're also from the wind, by the way, and my sweats right now. He's like, ah, cool. But you know, the people of Winnipeg were looking at us at that moment, and they're like, man, that regular-sized bear is gonna fuck the shit out of that medium-sized bear later on tonight. But I don't care, because I love my dad.
We are just a father and son sharing in an unspoken bond. Like that deputy 007 or two automatons. Bleep, bleep, bleep is robot. Oh, I love you. And these tears, they're from the wind. They're from the fucking wind. These tears are from the wind.
They're not from my emotions. I swear to God, if anyone of you tells anybody that I was crying, I'll fucking fight you after school. I'll do it. Over by the bike racks. Thank you.